The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that people quitting their jobs rose 4.3 million in August 2021. Professor Anthony Klotz coined the term for this mass exodus, the Great Resignation. This instability is not good for business, nor is it good for people. We're way past the canary in the coal mine. If a 3-alarm fire is bad, how bad is a 4.3 million alarm fire? Certainly, the pandemic is playing a part in the Great Resignation, but to say that workers are leaving their jobs only because of that one factor is a huge oversimplification and a poor excuse. The reality is that for way too long, companies have searched for all the ways they can make more money and have overlooked their most precious asset, their employees.
If you go back and you look at all the business, trade press, blogs that have been written over the last decade, if you were to word cloud those babies and say, okay, what have we been talking about as an industry? We've been talking about customer experience. We've been talking about cloud. We've been talking maybe about security and privacy. That's really been the topic that has dominated the world. Maybe AI and machine learning have kind of entered in there. Now you're getting into crypto and other things. But what do we talk about as an industry? We talk about all these other things. Where has the employee been in that narrative and conversation for the last 15 years? It's taken the pandemic and the Great Resignation for us to get slapped in the face as business leaders to say, hey, there's a part of this conversation that you're not having, and it's the experience your employees are having with your brand.
That's Bradley Rencher, the CEO of Bamboo HR, an HR company that builds software products to help businesses create positive experiences for their employees. Bamboo HR supports more than 20,000 businesses and has millions of users all over the world. But to reach this level of success, Bamboo HR first had to build a culture to take care of its own employees. What is Bamboo HR's X factor that has helped it nurture its greatest asset? And how is the company leveraging those lessons and that culture to help its customers not only create a better environment for their employees, but also increase communication, decrease turnover, and ultimately save money? Stay tuned. I'm Jeremy Bergeron, Vice President of Media Strategy at Mission.org. Welcome to Business X Factors. Each week, we'll take a look at the secret sauce that takes companies to the highest levels of success and then unpack how they got there. We'll explore how these organizations are run and what's so special about the people, the culture, and the processes that make it all happen. What is technology for? Our friends at Hyland believe technology is for transforming the way you work, for delivering complete information when and where you need it, so you can be more agile, more empowered, more connected through each interaction and in every relationship. Hyland believes in technology thoughtfully designed to create better customer experiences. Hyland is your X factor for better performance. Go to Hyland.com/insights to learn more. That's Hyland.com/insights. Brad is super successful, so his career path must have been smooth from the very beginning all the way to becoming CEO of Bamboo HR, right? He must have started out in HR and software, and then climbed the corporate ladder all the way to the top of Bamboo HR. That's what success is supposed to look like, isn't it? When someone achieves career success, we tend to idealize their journey and assume it is a gradual series of steps moving forward, upward toward glory. Of course, that's not the way it works for any of us, including Brad. The path to a great career is not smooth or straight to the top, but instead is filled with all those dips and detours that provide us with little lessons along the way.
We're coming out of university and we're thinking about our careers. Many times we think it's like the old dot-to-dot pictures that you used to draw. It's like you'd go from dot 7 to 8 to 9 to 10, and then it turns out to be this beautiful picture. That's the way we see our careers. And That's not the way it works. Careers are made up of twists and turns and drama and conflict and failure. My career is no different. I started as an investment banker. I like to say I'm a reformed investment banker now. I was taking all these companies public and doing IPOs, and I was meeting these founders, and I was inspired. I was like, look at what they're building. They're building culture. They're building product. They're building something. And it's not a transaction. And I think so much in business is a transactional relationship. And early in my career, that's what it was. I was doing a transaction. And the seed was planted for me in working with some of these amazing founders. And there was a little idea, a little thought bubble that comes up above your head sometimes when you think about that. And you're like, I think I can do what they do. I think I could do that. All I need is maybe a chance.
Eager to make an impact, Brad transitioned to a role of VP of Corporate Development at Omniture, a software company focused in online marketing and analytics. He later became the Senior Vice President of Business Operations there. And when Omniture was acquired by Adobe, Brad went along for the ride. For more than a decade at Adobe, he was the Executive Vice President and General Manager of the Digital Experience Business Unit. Brad was doing well, and the company was doing great. So it'd be reasonable to assume he'd hang on for dear life to that sweet gig for as long as possible. Instead, he left with no plan, driven by an undefined desire to find something new. Talk about a gut check. My stomach's in knots just thinking about it.
Adobe is an amazing brand. I mean, it's one of the top software companies in the world. And it's actually one of the companies that hasn't lost their way, like hasn't given up, sold their soul to be successful. It's a great culture, great values, great place to work. And we had just had this amazing experience of transforming Adobe. It was only 15 years ago, Adobe was selling Photoshop through Staples. And now you look at that fully digital transformation into the cloud, all these things. And it's just an amazing story. It was hard to leave. And I left not knowing what I was going to do. It was one of those things like, let's just step out into the great unknown to do it. And I texted a mentor friend of mine and I said, hey, I think a press release is going to go out. I'm going to be leaving Adobe. He texted me right back before I had even announced, said, you've got to come talk to Bamboo HR. Turns out he's on the board of Bamboo HR, Fraser Bullock. And I said, hey, like, I haven't even left yet, like too early. Like, I don't want to talk to anybody. But that was the beginning of multiple meetings a week for 10 months, getting to know one another. And there's a little diner in Utah called the Black Bear Diner. That's where, I don't know why that ended up being the place that we went. I had never been there before, but the two founders, apparently they love the omelet or something. I don't know. But we started going there and having this conversation. And Jeremy, it was very similar to maybe themes you hear as you talk to businesses a lot. Hey, Brad, our culture here is really unique. Okay, check on cliche language. Like, I got it. Great culture. And then it's, hey, we got a great product. Okay, check. We do get a little jaded in the business world to say, I've heard it all before. But the founders were so well-meaning, so humble and genuine to where you just start to say, gosh, maybe there is something here. So that this 10-month process to say, okay, I think I'm going to go here, because the fundamental idea, the market opportunity was really, I think we've been focusing so much on customer experience, the employee got lost. That was the big idea. And so I'm like, if this is really accurate, the market opportunity for this is unlimited, because it's really the conversation to have.
The market opportunity is definitely ripe to focus on the employee experience. And it is true that employees make a big impact on the customer experience. But an HR software company that doesn't have buy-in from its own employees won't have much credibility or ability to guide client companies to support their employees. It'd be kind of like the professor telling the students to be studious and do their jobs while partying at a rave instead of grading papers. So what's so special about Bamboo HR? How does it practice what it teaches?
Day one, we show up at the company all hands. They say, hey, this goofy looking guy, Brad's going to be the CEO. People didn't know whether to cheer or boo because they thought the founders were joking. There was no lead up. It was just like, hey, here's Brad. He's the new CEO. I asked everybody, there were about 400 or 500 people at the time. And I just said, hey, everybody who would like to send me an email, tell me why you love being here. I got 500 emails. I got 500 emails not saying, oh, I love the ping pong table, or I love that I get free food, or I love my standing desk. It was none of that. None of the little things that we spend so much time obsessing over. Like, what mattered was the values. They would say, one of our values is do the right thing. And I got an email and said, hey, I love do the right thing because it helps me in my job when I'm engaging with customers that I feel like I have what I need to maybe take that extra step to do the right thing because it's the right thing to do for that customer. And then I find that I use that with my kids and my family as well. So I got 500 emails with basically them describing why they love it using our values. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is real. This isn't, these aren't posters on the wall. This is ingrained in their heads and hearts in a way that I just got super excited. And that was 2 years ago. And we're still rocking and rolling. We now have about 1,000 employees. So we've about doubled. And so now the challenge is, how do we, for the 1,001st employee, can we get that same engagement of their head and heart in our values, in our mission that we did for employee 25?
Scaling while maintaining core values is a challenge for any organization. Culture is talked about ad nauseum in companies, but what actually creates a good culture and what sustains it when you scale?
It's easy to talk about culture, maybe when you're 10 people. And then when you get to 100 people, it gets a little harder. You get to 1,000, 10,000, 100,000. It's like the culture starts to mean different things. And as a founder or a CEO or a C-level executive team, it's easy to own that when all it is, early on, the culture is simply a reflection of the founder. So if you complain about your culture, look in the mirror. It's just a reflection of the values that you choose to show up with at work every day. But as you get bigger, the culture starts to take a life of its own. And so I think trying to manage culture as you scale is a lot like trying to manage a product roadmap as you scale a product. If you don't actually have a roadmap, you don't actually know what it is that we're building in the product, guess what you're going to end up with? You're going to end up with basically a Frankenstack product that no one can really use and build. Same thing with your culture. If you don't have a roadmap for what it is that you're looking to accomplish in your culture as you grow your business, you're going to end up with a culture that feels really inconsistent to employee 1,001 and 10,001. For us, we just think about culture almost as a product. And how do you have that roadmap? What are the things that are around the corner? We look at our culture roadmap on a quarterly basis and say, what is it that we're trying to solve, build, change in the next 90 days?
What's an example of maybe one of those things in the past or currently?
Yeah, we were getting some consistent feedback on a part of our benefits program, parental leave. We were getting feedback from our employees like, this isn't working. Maybe I've had a different experience somewhere else. Could we please look at this? So in the last 90 days, we looked at that, made some changes. I don't know that we accomplished, we hit the mark to have everyone's hopes and dreams that maybe they have a child or they adopt someone and they get to take the next year off. We didn't hit that mark if that was the expectation. But we did really listen and step into what is it that's important to our employees and the experience that they're having here and do what we thought was right.
All right. Bamboo HR makes a roadmap, leans on values, and then lives them out by delivering it to its own employees. But how does that awesome employee experience actually impact Bamboo HR's everyday business practices and ultimately affect the customers? Find out after the break. If you run a business, you have information. Loads and loads of information. Across different channels, systems, and silos. How can you connect the dots to make sure the right information gets to the right people who need it? Hyland helps more than half of the Fortune 100 companies do just that by providing them with the tools they need to digitally transform and create more meaningful connections with the people they serve. Hyland is your X factor for better performance. Go to Hyland.com/insights to learn more. That's Hyland.com/insights. Too many companies get in the way of their people. Sometimes leadership distrusts employees, and this results in undersupported, overmanaged teams. Other times, Companies know that they have a phenomenal staff, but their behaviors or systems get in the way and grind productive employees to a halt. In a recent article written by Jim Harder, the chief scientist of workplace management and well-being at Gallup, Jim reports that only 36% of employees in the U.S. and 20% of international employees are engaged in their work. In June 2021, actively disengaged employees were measured at 15%. Of that 15%, 74% are actually looking elsewhere for work, or at least keeping one eye open for possibilities. Naturally, a lack of engagement leads to employees who are not performing at their highest levels and are often seeking work opportunities elsewhere. So what can companies do to better engage their employees?
You imagine all the millions of employees driving to their office today or logging into Zoom to their virtual office. What do they intend? People don't intend to go show up and then just to be an average employee. They really want to have an impact, to do something, to contribute in some way. What holds them back? Many times there's policies, misunderstandings. Maybe they don't understand how what they're doing contributes to the overall business. There's all these things that it's almost like they're running in mud. And we've all experienced that, to where it's like, I want to get out of here so I can run and go do, but I'm just in this swamp and I can't get out. Our mission at Bamboo HR is to free them from that, get them out of the mud and let them go do what they were hired to do. That could go as easy as, how do you make onboarding delightful? Or how do you have a really compelling one-on-one meeting with your, or it could be, how do I easily enroll in benefits and what's the right benefits for my family? And so there's all these things in and around HR that just haven't been modernized.
Oftentimes, it's the simple things that can make the biggest difference for an organization. For example, a Bamboo HR case study describes how the company partnered with a nonprofit out of Chicago called New Moms. This nonprofit does amazing work supporting new moms struggling with homelessness by finding them housing, offering programs to help support parenting, and getting them ready for employment, and so much more. As a nonprofit, New Moms was struggling to keep and maintain easily accessible employee records for reporting to its various funding sources. Bamboo HR's reporting features made this so much easier. Also, a little thing like an employee directory through Bamboo HR's interface made communications much more fluid between employees. 3 years after engaging with Bamboo HR, New Moms demonstrated fantastic results. Due to a more efficient hiring process, New Moms saved $21,000 in staff time. Also, its turnover rate dropped 37%. That's huge. Just as communication between employees and employees and management has to be clear at a small nonprofit, communication also has to be the effective between management and employees at a larger company like Bamboo HR. What does listening look like now at 1,000 plus employees?
It's across three different dimensions. One, we do ENPS surveys like everybody else. We do those twice a year. That's actually in the Bamboo tool. We use our own tool for that. And so the thing that we also are introducing now inside the tool itself is a pulse survey. So we can do this very quick, whether that's weekly or monthly, so we can get trend lines that go across. Second thing is, from a leadership team, and this works differently for everybody, whether you want to call them focus groups. I do every Friday, I do, we call it Breakfast with Brad. I'm on Zoom with a small group, 12 to 15 people, with unstructured dialogue. And you start to think about that in 1,000 employees. If I'm doing that every week, I'm starting to touch a good portion of the population, because we're still primarily remote right now and working remotely. You can't do the office walk arounds. You can't go and talk. So this is one thing that I put in this structure, just some like, hey, let's talk about whatever you want to talk about. So I'd say, finding the way that you do your walk around engagement with the team as a CEO or as a C-level executive. And then the third is investing deeply in manager training. At Bamboo, we're growing so quickly. We've got a lot of first-time managers, young managers. And so we're investing, in fact, like going on right now is our monthly training meeting, where we're just working with managers to say, how do you have an effective one-on-one? And Jeremy, it's amazing. It's amazing how many managers out there in the world actually have no idea how to do an effective one-on-one. They think it's a place where you talk about, hey, what's your to-do list? Let's talk about that. No, listen, how do you engage? How do you win hearts and minds in every one of those? Because if you're trying to do that as the CEO without really effective managers behind you, you're going to fail.
But what allows Bamboo HR to really win? Asking for a friend.
I had a chief strategy officer for one of the big guys in the HR human capital landscape. And he came and said, Brad, I don't understand why you win. They can get everything that they need from us. Like, why would they buy this from us and this from you? And it's the classic kind of big company, like, I don't get why you even exist as a smaller company. And I just said, hey, this is going to be really underwhelming to you and probably a little unsatisfying. But we win because our product is great. We onboard complexity, output simplicity. And two, we win because our people, like when they have a problem, we answer the phone and we help them solve their problem. And three, our culture, how we work together, our how, unlocks goodness for us at Bamboo that we don't think is available.
All of these winning elements Brad mentions comes down to having great employees that are well taken care of and empowered to do their jobs. And so many companies talk the talk and say that they value and focus on the employee experience. And yet, 4.3 million people quit their jobs in August 2021 alone. So clearly, not everyone is walking the walk. So the question remains, where are they going wrong? And why aren't all companies doing what's ethically right, but also in their best interest to win? It's really sad that a pandemic finally forced many companies to stop looking past their employees to some golden horizon. They didn't see that what truly mattered most was right in front of them. A company's most valuable relationship is the one it has with its employees. Companies don't exist without great people. This should be obvious. Employees matter, and not just because if they feel better about their employee experience, it's going to help our customers' experience. They matter because they're our team. There are no perfect teams, but great ones don't give up on each other. Everyone keeps looking each other in the eyes and talking things out and listening, even when it's hard. Or something needs to be said that someone doesn't want to hear because it's uncomfortable, but there's truth to it. According to a Bamboo HR press release, for the sixth year in a row, the company's been certified by Great Place to Work, and 93% of its employees this year reported that it was a great place to work. The average U.S. company is 34 points less than that. Bamboo HR charts the course from the great resignation to the great relationship. In order to get there, we have to value our people and keep listening to them. If we do that, and we do it well, even our success will be measured differently by the quality of sustained, constructive relationships. And really, there's not a single thing that's more important than that. Business X Factors is brought to you by our friends at Hyland. For over a decade, Hyland has been named a leader in the Gartner Magic Quadrant for Content Services Platforms, leading the way to help people get the information they need, when and where they need it. More than half of 2020 Fortune 100 companies rely on Hyland to help them create more meaningful connections with the people they serve. When your focus is on the people you serve, Hyland stands behind you. Hyland is your X factor for better performance. Go to Hyland.com/insights to learn more. That's Hyland.com/insights. You've been listening to Business X Factors, created by Mission.org and brought to you by Hyland. If you like this show, please be sure you subscribe or follow us on your favorite podcast app. I'd be so grateful if you rated and reviewed this show on Apple Podcasts, as that really helps ensure that more amazing listeners like you find the show. Thanks for listening. I'm Jeremy Bergeron, and I'll catch you next time on Business X Factors.